The entertainers that come back as the recipients, the entertainers, managers, employees, it's Philly, it's you, me, everyone you know, be cool, don't sue. Hello out there in internet land, my name is Adam Paulus, and you're listening to the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast for Friday, June 20th, 2008. What do we have for you this week? Well, we have the same stuff we always do, because that's what we do. Consistency, my friends. Consistency. Starting with movies. New at the box office this week, you can elect to see Get Smart or The Love Guru. Of course, according to the early reviews, you may wish to choose neither, but Get Smart seems to be getting more overall positive reviews. Last weekend at the box office, The Incredible Hulk was number one with $55.4 million, and it was followed by Kung Fu Panda, The Happening, You Don't Mess with the Zohan, and Indiana Jones. Also in pop culture news this week, the Transformers animated movie/pilot is on DVD right now. Target sells it with a bonus disc for $12.99. The bonus disc has an episode, Home is Where the Spark Is, which is not on the normal release of the Transformers animated DVD movie pilot. But it will be on the upcoming Season 1 box set, so up to you if you want to get it. Toy news. It's always a good week for toy news. Well, not always, but this week's a pretty good week. Star Wars. If you're a Star Wars fan, oh man, good times. The Star Wars Walmart Droid Factory collection is now available. These include six sets with a Jedi, a Rebel, or a Sith Lord, and a droid, and a piece of C-3PX in each one. I found them last night. They're $10 each two-pack, and I gotta say, I felt like I got my money's worth. I'm not sure if you're necessarily going to be thrilled with the fact that you have to buy another Plo Koon or another Darth Vader that you probably don't really want at this point, but the sets are as follows. I'm waiting for this list to get pulled up here. There we go. Plo Koon with R4-F5. That's the astromech from the Plo Koon Jedi Starfighter. Darth Vader with K3PX. He's from the Marvel Comics. Han Solo with R3PO, both of which are from The Empire Strikes Back. Han Solo has his hood up, and R3PO has knee joints. Kit Fisto with R4-H5, again inspired by the Kit Fisto Jedi Starfighter vehicle. Watto with R2-TO. It's a really, really, really awesome decrepit astromech droid. It's kind of green, and it's got all this smudge on it, and it's awesome, and you have to get one. And the final item in the set is Luke Skywalker with R2-D2, who has been re-sculpted to have battle damage and popped-off panels and all kinds of awesomeness. So, if you like droids, and I know that you do, you want to get these figures. C-3PX is also really cool. He's pretty much super articulated and based on the character from the Dark Horse comics in the early 1990s, which, as somebody who bought that on the newsstand the day it came out, I can tell you is very exciting. What else do we have this week? We have Diamond has some new Hasbro exclusives from Star Wars, including a Rebel Hijacked TIE Fighter from Star Wars Empire with Hobby, and a pair of Mighty Mugs. The Shadow Stormtrooper and Admiral Ackbar Mighty Mugs will be out later this year. You can get these at Entertainment Earth online or pretty much anybody who sold you Diamond or previous exclusives. But I will say Entertainment Earth's pricing on these items is extremely competitive. You can look around. I don't think you'll find a better deal. If you do, please buy it with us anyway. But you can let me know because I'd be curious to know. But honestly, right now we are very competitive. And if you want to pre-order them, you probably do. Get them from us. Celebration Japan has a clear remote control R2-D2 as an exclusive, similar to the non-clear one that was sold everywhere a few years ago. It's roughly action figure sized, but a clear astromech is probably not the most exciting toy in the world, but as a collectible, it's pretty cool. I'll leave it to you to buy one. LEGO has announced an exclusive Death Star that's like the size of a frickin' I don't know what, but it's three stories tall and has a docking bay and a trash compactor, the chasm to swing across, a throne room, and like anything you could possibly want in a Death Star made out of Lego. It's $400, has 25 figures. It's God's gift to Lego and Star Wars fans. I want one so much, but it's $400. But I want one because it's so cool. I mean, you can buy it at Lego.com, and so far nowhere else. Where the wild things are, bobbleheads are being made by Funko. If you didn't get the McFarlane figures and you need something from the classic children's book, you can get Bernard, Max, Emil, and Moisha. These are the only ones that have been announced so far. There will be more, I assume. They're based on the book and not the movie designs. The movie, as you may have heard, has been delayed until Holiday 09, I believe, because it's been shot, but they're going to, apparently, the rumors are going to reshoot the whole thing. Who knows? Hellboy 2. Gentle Giant will be making maquettes of the Tooth Fairy and Angel of Death based on the film. The release should be around the end of the year for these collectibles. The detail looks incredible based on the early illustrations. Actually, it's prototype shots. I'm sorry. And we're told they're made of the same stuff used for the movie's own reference maquettes. They're very nice. I mean that. I'm not kidding. They're really, really nice. Mattel is making a Barbie based on Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Sweet. You've probably seen it on a number of blogs by now. It's got a Barbie doll in a green suit thing, and she's being attacked by three big birds. Just like we always wanted. It's cool. Hitchcock fans and Barbie fans, if there's any crossover, you have to get this. And if you're a Hitchcock fan or a Barbie fan, I'd still recommend it. Transformers. Deep Space Starscream is showing up at Target stores now. It's a metallic repaint of the movie Starscream. It's packaged in robot mode, much like the RoboVision Optimus Prime from last year. Canada is getting Transformers Universe early as a tie-in to TFCon, a Canadian Transformers fan convention. And as such, if you live in Canada, you might wish to start hunting for Tankor and Prowl and Sunstreaker. Animated Waves 1 and 2 are definitely out, and some of Wave 3 is hitting. Canada has received Leader-class Megatron and Bulkhead, while select U.S. stores are getting Voyager-class Optimus Prime, and we're hearing buzz that Wave 3 of the Deluxes may be shipping, but I haven't seen any in person yet, so I don't know. Transformers Alternity made an appearance at Tokyo Toy Fair. These smaller toys are die-cast, have realistic vehicle modes, and are so far basically G1 characters with real-world vehicles, which I may have just said. They're auto-transforming, and they include die-cast, so they're expensive, and there's no word yet on if they'll be available in the United States. Also making an appearance was Masterpiece Thundercracker, a giant repaint of that Masterpiece Starscream you got maybe a year ago. It's pretty cool. The colors are a little weird depending on which picture you see, but it's still very nice. DC Infinite Heroes will be pictured in the new issue of Toy Fair. If you get Toy Fair, look for Mattel's new 3¼-inch DC line there. Halo. Funko got the bobblehead Halo license. They're very nice. They're going to start off with a Master Chief bobble and presumably some more. It looks really awesome from the early illustrations. If you like a nice stylized bobblehead, Funko does a good job. They've done a great job with Star Wars and everything else they've ever done, so I can't imagine these being anything but fantastic. Masters of the Universe, He-Man.org confirmed the Comic-Con exclusive King Grayskull will sell for $30. That's $10 more than previous Masters of the Universe exclusives from Mattel. Video games. Nintendo launched some new Wii titles to download this week, including Block Breaker Deluxe, which is an Arkanoid knockoff, Fishing Master, which is a fishing game, and for the virtual console, you can download Samurai Spirits from Neo Geo. It's a classic fighting game with swords and wacky hairdos. It's good times. Xbox 360 fans, you can download Elements of Destruction, where you control the elements and destroy things. So if you ever wanted an earthquake or a tornado, this is for you. Sea Life Safari is a younger-aimed game from Sierra Online where you can swim around the ocean and take pictures of exotic ocean life. It is aimed at a younger SeaWorld-going audience. But the graphics look really nice and colorful, and I guess this nature-themed week is interesting. I haven't downloaded either yet, so I don't know how they are, and I can't tell you yet. Entertainment Earth has added tons of new items to their website, including the new previews exclusive TIE Fighter, Mighty Mugs, Commander Gree bobblehead, and so much more. We've also received a 7-inch alien figure from NECA, which is in stock now. We added some Indiana Jones bust-ups for pre-order. We've added it'll make your head spin. There's so much great stuff. You have to check out Entertainment Earth. We've also received a new shipment of Transformers Animated Voyager Bulkhead Megatron. Starscream's out of stock at the moment, but you can get Megatron and Bulkhead for $23.99 each. And we've also added a number of awesome items from Kurt S. Adler for the holidays. They'll be coming out sooner than the holidays, but if you want to get a Star Wars statue with Bubba Fett aiming a candy cane while the Han Solo and Carbonite stands behind him wrapped up with a gift tag saying "To Jabba" on it, you've got to see this. Search on Kurt S. Adler or Bubba Fett on Entertainment Earth and check these out today. You won't be sorry, and thank you for your business. Oh, before I forget, we also added some new Wall-E art from Acme Archives, which is this incredible stylized artwork that is, it will make your head spin. I mean, if you like this sort of stuff, you probably do. Check it out. Wall-E, Acme Archives artwork. Thank you. That's all for this week, everybody. Thanks for listening to me ramble, as always. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. You can reach me at adam@16bit.com, adam@16bit.com. I'm going to be posting, well, actually, you're not going to see that, but if you want to go to Galactic Hunter, I'm going to post some more about those Droid Factory figures when I get some time. It's been a really crazy couple of days. I've been taking lots of photos and running around like a crazy person and uploading lots of items and just doing lots of things. So it's one of those weeks. I hope you're all having a good time. I hope you're enjoying your newly released action figures and Transformers and stuff. Don't forget, the Star Wars Clone Wars launch will be in July, around July 26th. Stay tuned for more on that. I personally can't wait to get any of this stuff. I hear, though, that the Millennium Falcon, the new Gonzo $200-ish, hugey Millennium Falcon, is actually hitting Canada. So if you're Canadian, and that means you're one of our three Canadian listeners, I'm probably exaggerating, I'll be astonished if I have two, you can get them right now, apparently, at Toys R Us. And it's $199 Canadian dollars, which is actually pretty close to $199 American dollars. So it's a good deal. I'd recommend it. I haven't played with it yet, but I'm sure it's great. I mean, it looks really exciting, and I gotta get one. Anyway, that's all for now. I've had a good week. I hope you have had, too. I will see you guys next time. As always, send your requests to me, adam@16bit.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our Twitter feed. That's twitter.com/ENTEARTH, EntEarth. I haven't updated it as much lately due to other stuff going on, but I'll do my best to do so and keep you guys posted on everything going on in our offices that I can tell you about. That's good. See you all next time, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to it. Why not? If you're going to download it or listen to it on our website, you can get it on iTunes or any podcatching application you so desire. It's worth listening to when you're driving around, I think, because you might be driving around and go, hey, I'm going to listen to this podcast. And, oh, look, Target's got some new item. I'm going to go to Target because Adam just told me about it. It's Andy. At least I would think it was Andy. But then again, I pass a lot of toy stores on my long drive to work. For real this time, I'm going to leave you be. Have a good weekend.